Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. It is an honor to share God's word with you this morning. The title of my message is Make Your Heart a Manger. We are now in the midst of the Christmas season. Many now call this time the holiday season. And you may be greeted with the words, Happy Holiday, or Season's Greetings. Those words will be said to you instead of Merry Christmas. And that's because Christ is no longer the focal point in the Christmas celebrations in many places, including our own homes. The Christmas season is full of activities: shopping, decorating, attending parties, cooking festive meals, and yes, much traveling. But for those of us who call ourselves Christians, this must be a time for us to reflect on what took place in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. We, as Christians, must celebrate this season differently. It is the greatest event in the history of mankind. The event that ushered in God's divine plan for man, the birth of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah's words came to life when he prophesied according to Isaiah 9 and 6. He said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The birth of Jesus. Jesus' birth was described by the Apostle John. In 1 John 14, he said, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Matthew stated in chapter 1, verse 23, this beautiful description of the event: "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," translated "God with us." This divine event described by Matthew. This event was also described in detail by the physician Luke. Reading from Luke chapter 2, the scripture states that it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. The birth of Jesus. It was in a manger that Mary placed baby Jesus. That manger was not a beautiful baby's room, all decorated in blue for boys. But according to the Eastern Bible Dictionary, this was a ledge or a projection at the end of the room that was used as a stall on which the hay or other food of the animals of travelers were placed. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn, so they were given a place where the animals stayed, and Jesus was placed in a manger. It was in that manger. It was to that manger that the angels directed the shepherds. That angelic host was the shepherds' navigation system of the day. It was the system that directed them that night and gave them the directions to the manger. The shepherds followed the directions and came, as the scripture said, with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. That place, the manger, was the final destination for the shepherds on that first Christmas night. It was in the manger where Mary laid Jesus. It was no accident. It was not an unfortunate situation. Why Jesus was laid in a manger. God did not forget to make reservations at the Holiday Inn or Motel 6 or the Four Seasons. No. This event had spiritual symbols associated with it. This was an important spiritual symbol, a manger. The place where cattle ate, a place set aside for feeding animals, and a place where the animals were nourished. The manger. It is the place where the shepherds found Jesus, the bread of life, spiritual food wrapped up in flesh, Jesus, the Son of God. This Christmas season, we all who are called Christians should reflect on the first Christmas and be determined to look at the shepherd's response to the news of Jesus' birth. Make haste to the manger. Let us leave what we are doing, the things that are keeping us busy, so busy, the things that we are so involved in and fail to give any time to Jesus. Let us be determined to make our hearts ready for a closer relationship with the Lord. Let us make our heart a manger and make room for Jesus. Jesus said these words in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Are you seeking Jesus during this Christmas season? Or are you living like the world and just enjoying it as a holiday celebration? Nothing special. Just a time to have a good time. But are you purpose in your heart to reflect on this event where God revealed his plan to mankind when Jesus was laid in a manger? Is your heart a manger? Do you have room for Jesus? Room to have relationship with him? Are you spending time in prayer? Are you spending time in the Word of God? Are you spending time in worship to him, the Son of God, wrapped and placed in a manger? Let us seek him first. Take away the clamor and the confusion that seem to be now part of the season. And let us, with hearts open to him, make your heart a manger. And let the Lord fill you with the peace that only comes from him. The peace that the world does not know. The peace that the world does not understand. Let him fill you with the joy of knowing that he came and he died for us. He's our Savior. Let us make room for him, because he has poured out his love when he died on that cross. This was the beginning of the journey. This was the revealing of the plan, the greatest event in the history of mankind. Is your heart a manger? Do you have room for him? Jesus, the one that came to save mankind. Make your heart a manger this Christmas season, and allow him to fill you with his presence. Thank God. Amen. Merry Christmas to everyone.